Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
And welcome back to Mind Food Radio. Well, Barbara Toner has an interesting story to tell. Yes, she's an author and she's written this fabulous book, Because I Love You. And she's going to tell us what it's all about. How are you, Barbara?
I'm very well, thank you.
Now, mother and daughter relationships, are they special?
Special? They are unbelievably special. They're probably no more special than fathers and sons or mothers and sons and fathers and daughters. But they're unique in the tensions that can occur between mothers and daughters. It's kind of like, you know, the young bull locking horns with the old bull when the time comes to declare head of the tribe. And the same sort of thing happens, I think, with mothers and daughters in the household. But the mother clings to her position for dear life, and that's probably what this book is all about.
What is a mother's position?
Bossy, in charge, knowing everything, being the most loving person on earth who will be there to support you and protect you, whatever happens.
Mm.
That's how I think, well, that's how I see myself. I mean, I'm unnecessarily bossy. I can't help myself. I'm hardwired to be bossy.
Mm.
And I think what happens is that mothers raise their families for something maybe like 30 years, during which time they're the people who are the last word on how life should be lived. And, you know, from the age of 11, your daughter is saying, no, it's not. But, you know, you are clinging on and saying, yes, it is, because I know more. And at a certain point, you don't really know more, but you still have this overweening urge to be protective and to say what you think might spare your children from any pain and suffering that you've either experienced yourself or you see coming their way. So you have to tell them how to do it. And they really don't need it. They really don't want it. But you absolutely have to say it.
For yourself as a mother, what has motherhood taught you?
Well, the first thing it always teaches you is that you can't put yourself first in every situation. You have to put yourself second, because I think you begin life by thinking, well, if you're in a family, you're not, you're just one of a family. But slowly, slowly, your ego starts to take over and you put yourself first.
Mm.
Once you've had children, you absolutely cannot, because this tiny baby must be placed before all of your needs and considerations. So that's the first lesson you learn. And you continue to learn that one forever and ever and ever, which is why I suppose you get to the stage when you've got grown-up daughters where you're so used to not putting yourself first and putting your children first that they continue to be the paramount thought in your mind, even though they've set up units with other and have families of their own, and they've got their own units over there that they're looking after, but you're still locked in the unit that involves them, or in which they have been placed first. And it's a very tricky situation.
Yeah. My sister is about to have her first baby, and she's one of four of us. There's three boys and herself. And it's very, very interesting to watch my brothers react around her, including myself. For us, this is a big, big moment. You know, we never thought my sister would ever have children, you know, that type of thing. But it's been very interesting to watch how the boys are reacting to my sister becoming a mother. And what advice do you have to people that are about to have their first baby?
Get ready.
Thank God for those brothers.
Well, you do need a support network. It's a very heartwarming thing to hear you say what you've just said. How lovely for her that she's got three brothers who are so involved and so concerned that they're watching like hawks and wanting to be there. I mean, I think that's fantastic. You do need a support network, and you're so grateful for it when you've got it. The job of the support network is not to do what you want to do, which is say, are you sure you're doing the right thing? You have to assume she is doing the right thing. Well, it's the right thing for her. And all you can do is say, I know you're very tired, can I take the baby for a walk?
It's funny, yesterday I was in the office and she said, quick, quick, quick. She grabbed my hand and put it onto her tummy, and you could feel the little baby's feet moving. And she said to me, Ben, can you believe that's real? And it's absolutely surreal for us.
Are you thrilled?
Oh, I'm over the moon. I can't wait. I secretly have been going out buying stuff. I don't even know what sex it is. She doesn't want to know. But my mother and I are beside ourselves. We go into baby shops and I go to my mum, can you believe we're actually doing this? This is hysterical.
Oh, no. How lovely. This is the thing about having a baby, is it does bring such joy.
Thank you very much for your time today. A really interesting perspective there. And the book's called I Love You, Mother
because
and Daughter.
Because I love you.
Yes. And we can get it in all the good bookstores, hey?
Well, and if you can't, you go and say to them, please get this book in because it's invaluable.
So that's Barbara Toner. We've been chatting to her today. Her new book called Because I Love You. And this is Mind Food Radio.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.